snowy cliff overlooking this big frosty forest on one side and the gray churning ocean on the other. "Are you sure you don't want me to wait?" my mother asked. "No thanks, Mom," I said. "I don't know how long it will take. We'll be okay." "But how will you get back? I'm worried, Percy." I hoped I wasn't blushing. It was bad enough I had to depend on my mom to drive me to my battles. "It's okay, Ms. Jackson," Annabeth smiled reassuringly. Her blonde hair was tucked into a ski cap, and her gray eyes were the same color as the ocean. "We'll keep him out of trouble." My mom seemed to relax a little. She thinks Annabeth is the most level-headed demigod ever to hit eighth grade. She's sure Annabeth often keeps me from getting killed. She's right, but that doesn't mean I have to like it. "All right, dears," my mom said. "Do you have everything you need?" "Yes, Ms. Jackson," Thalia said. "Thanks for the ride." "Extra sweaters? You have my cell phone number?" "Mom." "Your ambrosia and nectar, Percy? And a golden drachma in case you need to contact camp?" "Mom, seriously, we'll be fine. Come on, guys." She looked a little hurt, and I was sorry about that, but I was ready to be out of that car. If my mom told one more